Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere, right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
When you're with Amex Business Platinum, going the extra mile for your business pays off. With 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked through AmexTravel.com, you can earn more points to help grow your business. And with access to more than 1,400 lounges globally through the American Express Global Lounge Collection, including the Centurion Lounge,
can I get you a refill?
You can stay fresh wherever your business travel takes you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Being that you predicted the Big Short, right, in 2008, you kind of forecasted that. Do you see parallels in today's economy? I know that that's something that a lot of people are nervous about, as far as a recession is one thing, but perhaps even something bigger than that. That's what some people are actually, you know, predicting. Do you see parallels, and are you bearish now the same way you were bearish then?
Do I see some parallels? Sure, I see some parallels. Am I as bearish as I was then? Not even close. I mean, not even the same universe. So let me just elaborate a little bit about that. Do I think that there could be a global trade war? Sure, it's possible. It's also possible that there won't be a global trade war. Do I think that a trade war would cause a recession? Absolutely, I think a trade war would cause a recession. Do I think a recession that could happen because of the trade war would be a financial calamity on the same order as the great financial crisis of 2008? Not even close. Not even in the same universe. You know, what happened in 2008, I mean, if you could boil down the financial crisis of 2008 into a paragraph, it would be: the great financial crisis happened for four reasons. Large financial institutions had way too much leverage. A big asset class, subprime mortgages, blew up. Those same large financial institutions owned a lot of subprime mortgages. And derivatives, in particular credit default swaps, which is a very technical financial instrument, tied the balance sheets of large financial institutions all over the globe into a spider web that was so complicated nobody knew where it began and where it ended. That's the cause of it. The reason why that was such a calamity is, look, if General Motors, God forbid, went bankrupt, let's just say, and the government didn't bail it out and it was liquidated, that would obviously be terrible for General Motors. It would be terrible for all the employees who got laid off. And all the companies that supply stuff to General Motors, maybe some of them would go bankrupt. They would certainly have problems. Maybe that would cause a recession in the United States. Possible. But that's all that would happen. But if you can't get your money out of the bank, if the large financial institutions go down, planet Earth burns.
Yeah.
That's the end. So where are we today? You know, post Dodd-Frank, the leverage of large banks is literally less than half of what it was. It's probably almost two-thirds less. That's enormous. You know, so for example, Citigroup, which used to be levered officially 35-1, but if you added up all the stuff that didn't officially show up on its balance sheet, but they were responsible for, it was 40-1. Today it's 12-1.
Yeah.
That's like the distance between Mercury and Pluto. You know, to blow up a bank that's levered 40 to 1, if I could use an analogy, takes a pebble. To blow up a bank that's levered 12 to 1 takes a meteor.
Mm-hmm.
So do I think that, you know, whatever President Trump is doing could potentially cause a global recession? Sure, it's possible. Do I think that would cause a financial crisis that would cause the banks to go down? Not at all.
Looking at the state of the economy now, right? Did we look at global trade? Did it need to be changed? Yes. Did it need to be blown up? I mean, there's plenty of skeptics on that. I wonder, when, as you look at it, what do you think would have been the most effective way to get some of these trade solutions from country to country or from a global standpoint?
This may be a little bit controversial. I don't completely disagree with what President Trump has done in terms of imposing tariffs to get the ball rolling, because I think if you went to any country and said, look, we don't like the terms of trade, let's talk, they'd laugh at you. They'd say, go away. So the only way you're going to get people to change the terms of trade is to put a bazooka to their heads. Mm-hmm. What I don't like is the chaos, the we're in and we're out. We're out, then we're in. We're here's our tariffs, and then there's our tariffs. We're taking it away, we're putting it back. That causes much chaos. That's not my strategy. You know, President Trump loves chaos, but most people in the world don't. So that's where I would disagree.
If you were building your big short portfolio today, what's the one trade that looks almost inevitable to you that will pan out over the next 4 or 5 years?
I have no trade that I think would pan out within the next year.
Okay. What about 4 to 5?
4 to 5, I still think that most of the technology trades that people have, you know, whether it's NVIDIA or Microsoft, any of the well-known will be great, because I think we are still in the very, very early innings of AI. Very early innings. We're like inning one.
Yeah.
So, you know, between now and inning 9, it's going to be a bit of an adventure. But I think if you stick it out, you'll make a lot of money. What's going to happen within the next 6 months because of all the trade negotiations? I wouldn't have a clue. And I just would say you need to keep your risk lower. I would not try and be a hero right now. I don't think, you know, some people would argue that, you know, the market's come down a lot, so valuations are better. And, well, of course, the market's lower, the valuations look better. That's a tautology. The problem is that if you go into a global recession, all the earnings estimates are going to come lower, so then it doesn't look so cheap. On the other hand, if most of the countries settle with the United States and then everything is fine, it'll have been a great time to buy. But I can't handicap that.
How much risk are you keeping on the table, if I may follow up?
In my own personal portfolio, I have about 15% cash right now.
Okay.
Which is a lot for me. I'm very long-term. What I have done is I've gone through my personal portfolio and any stocks where I said, do I really love this? Do I really own this?
Let's trim a little.
Is there any thesis creep? Get rid of it. Yeah. So that was the first thing I did. Then I took a lot of things just lower. And, but like I said, I'm long-term. The problem with like, let's say, liquidating your portfolio, if you wanted to go to an extreme, is you got to pay over 35% capital gains taxes. So, you know, do I think the market's going to go down 35%? I mean, it could. I mean, if we have a global recession, it's not impossible, but it's a lot. So I'd rather just trim some risk and just sit on the sidelines and sit and wait till it's... And look, if things get better... If you miss the first 5% move, so what? You know, all the trade stuff gets settled one way or another, you know, it'll be a bull market again for years. So who cares if you miss the first week?
Yeah.
The dollar is, I think it hit a 3-year low. Is that something that's concerning to you?
You know, let's do the doomsday scenario that some people like to paint. So the doomsday scenario would be like the U.S. deficit is too big. People are not going to see U.S. bonds as the safety vehicles that they once were. So they're going to sell the U.S. bonds. And that, of course, causes the dollar to go down. And something else will replace the dollar as a reserve currency. And there goes the United States as a great empire. And it's Armageddon, and cats and dogs are lying together, and whatever else happens in Armageddon, depending upon your religion. But I think what people don't, and by the way, that thesis has only been around for 40 years. So I remember in the 90s, Pete Peterson, who had been one of the founders, I think, of KKR, mm-hmm. was talking about how the deficit's way too big and it's a disaster and God help us, et cetera. And that was in the 90s. And here we are, 2025, where we're all still pretty healthy. See, what I think people miss, and by the way, I can't talk, what happens short term to the dollar, what happens short term to people trading in bonds is not something that particularly interests me. So the fact that the dollar has sold off has, I think, got a lot more to do with, hedge funds repositioning, de-risking, looking for safe havens. But long term, what I think most people don't recognize is that the financial system of planet Earth runs on treasuries. Banks, for example, lend to one another overnight in what's called the repo market. And the repo market is only trillions, and it's all in overnight treasuries. So to make an argument that the dollar is going to lose its reserve status, I think you have to make an argument that there's going to be some sort of substitute for treasuries, especially short-term treasuries. And right now, there's no substitute for short-term treasuries. I mean, banks are not going to park their money in Chinese bonds. They're not going to, there's no euro bond of any real significance. There's no alternative. So as long as there's no alternative, it's not something I particularly worry about all that much, even though people like to talk about it on CNBC and, paint doom and gloom. Listen, I predicted doom and gloom once. Once was enough. I'm not interested in predicting doom and gloom again unless I really, really seriously thought it was possible.
When you're with Amex Business Platinum, going the extra mile for your business pays off. With 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked through AmexTravel.com, you can earn more points to help grow your business. And with access to more than 1,400 lounges globally through the American Express Global Lounge Collection, including the Centurion Lounge,
can I get you a refill?
You can stay fresh wherever your business travel takes you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere, right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.